Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just ask you to please witness into the hearts and the minds of those who are listening the things that you want them to know and embrace. And those things that you don't, that are just, you know, fluff that's coming from different directions that's not to your glory, Father God, and harmonious with your will. Father, just let it roll off into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. Father, enlighten us, anoint us, strengthen us, and bring us to the place that you want us to be at this time, that we will be ready for the departure. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. In accordance with your commandment, Lord Jesus, please count us all worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you at the wedding supper. We praise your holy name and we thank you, Jesus, forever and ever. Cannot wait to see you. Cannot wait. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, praise God. So, first and foremost, I'd like to warn you that I am sick, okay? I don't get sick, okay? I haven't had a cold in well over 10 years, probably closer to 15. But when I was forced to go to the event at my work, I must have forgotten at least one of the days, maybe more, sadly, to take my hydroxychloroquine, which means that every person's hand I shook, every person's back I slapped, you know, that kind of thing. I'm going to pick something up probably. All right. So anyway, and I did, and it's a whopper. Now I'm on day two of Mac Daddy Impact. Okay. Yesterday was the worst. Last night was, oh gosh, it was just so horrible. I was up all night long coughing and hacking and coughing and hacking and coughing and hacking. And right now, when I cough, my lungs hurt bad. All right, praise God. But I got some information that I want to get out to you because it adds to the information that I provided earlier in the prior show. So let's just go ahead and take a little review. I do not know how long this show is going to be. If it's only 30 minutes, it's only 30 minutes. Praise God. If I start hacking up, you know, a lung, please just bear with me. I'll try to hit the mic mute and get past it without it being terribly annoying. All right. So let's go ahead and review what we talked about on the prior show. And that includes these very, 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 very unlikely coincidences. It's one thing if you have a coincidence and you can say, well, you know, That could very well be a coincidence, you know. And then there are those people that say that there is no such thing as a coincidence. And maybe that's true. I don't know. You have Albert Einstein that said a coincidence is God's way of saying anonymous. So again, you know, what I do know from doing this for 13 plus years is that a lot of the things that we embrace as being highly likely to occur don't. They don't. Okay. And, you know, that's because of kingdom dynamics. That's because our God calls audibles. That's because our God relents. That's because he listens to prayer. You know, he doesn't really give a darn about what Satan's plans are. Okay. And he has no problem. Just read the Old Testament. It'll tell you story after story about how Satan, you know, was essentially humiliated by our Heavenly Father multiple times in the various stories. Don't even get me going on the Moses story and the little baby and going down a river and all that kind of stuff. There's so many stories, All right. As a matter of fact, Chuck Misler has a, if you can find it. Now, I don't know where you would go to find it. I know that there used to be a place on YouTube, but I doubt it's still there. But he had a teaching that was about that subject, about the coincidences of God and how he has embarrassed Satan so many times by playing what he referred to as a game of kind of a game of cat and mouse. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, today is February the 9th of 2025. We've already done the math. So I'm going to go ahead and go over the things that we talked about already. All right. So just a moment. I've got to scroll up and I want to find the thing that Sister Nancy sent me. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And of course, okay. So, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let me scroll up and see if I can find where Sister Nancy sent me. Because I chit-chat with some people, and sometimes it scrolls the information up so high that I can't find it when I really want it. Oh, I know where I can find it. Hold on just a second. Hold on. I'm sick. I have an excuse. All right. Now, there's a NIST document. I don't know how much I lost there when Audacity kicked out, so sorry. But there's a NIST document that talks about continuity of government. That's the National Institute of Standards and Technology for the federal government. And it talks about, you know, all kinds of contingency plans and different types of plans that the government agencies would use to make sure that they were up and running when something really bad happened. Some type of an interruptive event is what they oftentimes refer to it as. Now, we know that George W. Bush, who was identified as a reptilian by Kathy O'Brien in the book Transformation of America, that he had created, and I played the Senator DeFazio audio bite of him throwing a fit on C-SPAN because he was angry, rightfully so, that they would not let him read it, that it was totally redacted. And everybody was angry about it. He was just the most vociferous. All right. Now, anyway, so it's important to take note that this has never happened in the history of the United States of America. Okay. Never before in the history of this country, to the best of my understanding, has this country, okay, created a national security directive for the continuity of government ever. Okay. So that you got that dynamic in play. All right. So then they call it COG, C-O-G. Well, if it isn't bad enough that nobody knows what continuity of government actually means, then you call it COG. Okay. You use an acronym and it makes it even more nebulous. Nobody knows what COG is. What is COG? The helicopter flight was COG, continuity of government flight. Well, why is that significant? Why would they even say that? Think really, really hard for just a second. Why would any news outlet in the world mention that the helicopter that was in flight at the time of the downing of the American Airlines plane by the Ronald Reagan Airport that it was a continuity of government or COG flight. What does that have to do with the price of cantaloupes in India? Huh? Especially because nobody's going to know what it means anyways. So, the very fact that they even mentioned it is highly suspicious. It has to be satanic signaling. Has to be. Okay, so you have that. All right, praise God. So, you know, why would you use a term that nobody would know what it means? And then, this continuity of government COG helicopter, with all the suspiciousness and weirdness, and you can pretty much bet that it wasn't the lady that was working at the White House that did it. You know, who did it? Some mind control slave. We have no idea. But at the end of the day, I highly doubt. But anyway, the point is that it crashes directly. It's intentional. Everybody agrees. It crashes directly into an airliner, an American airline jet. Oh, sorry, guys. Crashes into the jet right outside the Ronald Reagan Airport. Ronald Reagan was the last Republican that had an attempted assassination attempt. Okay, so that's very significant. But then to make it even more weird, it's crashed into right outside as it's about to land in the Ronald Reagan Airport. Ronald Reagan. Excuse me. So then Newsweek has an article about COG. Now, I stumbled across this. I did not do a search. I just want you to know that. I didn't. I did not do a search on continuity of government. I did not. It just popped up in front of me. I like Whitney Webb. She put out an article. It turned out to be in Newsweek. So I clicked the link. And I'm reading it, and I can't believe what I see. And I read it to you on the last program. Basically, in so many words, it said that continuity of government nowadays, the new definition, is that they have no succession list. So the concept with Kiefer Sutherland in the movie Designated Survivor is no longer relevant because they don't have a succession list. And a succession list, so you know, is mandatory. Okay, so whenever you're doing any kind of a continuity of anything, you must have a succession list. It's mandatory. Well, they've taken away that mandatory requirement, and now whoever the evil they people are can put whoever they want to. They don't have to put J.D. Vance in there. If they were using a normal succession list, they would have to. They'd be forced. Or the Speaker of the House. Or any of that. But no, they don't have to do any of that. They can put whoever they want to. Obama. The Antichrist. All right. Then I'm watching this movie. This is on the weekend. I was bored. Sitting around, you know, just kind of cruising around that. Because I'm running out of stuff to entertain myself with. I wasn't feeling good anyways. And right there, I watched a movie. It was one of choice, and it was pretty good. And then I don't remember what channel I was on. I really don't. And it was one of those movie channels, maybe Freevee or something like that. And what it did was it autoplayed a similar movie. So I think Freevee does that, where you watch a movie and it's a spy movie about this, that, or the other thing. And what they do is they queue up a list of movies that are similar in plotline. And then they autoplay them. So the next movie that popped up, I didn't choose it. It popped up on my TV screen by itself. And right there in front of my eyes at the very beginning of the movie is Ronald Reagan getting shot. In black and white. Now, and the name of the movie was The Sentinel. I ask you, please, what are the odds? Really, what are the odds? Now, honestly, in all honesty, you know, over the last 13, 14, 15 plus years, I have rightfully speculated that signs such as this, when there are multiple ones of them, many signs that all have continuity, pun intended, that it, the likelihood that it's meaningful is increased substantially. All right. But does it mean for sure that it's going to happen? No, it doesn't. Okay, again, we got God calling audibles. We have him relenting. We have, you know, there's a lot of things that are in play in the kingdom. Okay. And like I said before, God really doesn't, our Father does not care. Just go back and reflect upon the priests of Baal story. Okay. All right. And there's many more. All right. So anyway, very important. So here I am flipping around and I see this Newsweek article and it was from Whitney Webb. And I'm like, I really like her. She's a genius. So I start reading the article about this, you know, the movie. Oh, I'm sorry, about continuity of government not requiring a succession list. And then I'm watching a movie and it ends, and then the TV automatically plays the next movie. Well, the next movie starts out with actual footage of Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt. Come on. Come on. All right. So that's pretty weird. All right. So then item number five was, all combined this, and then you combine the sum of all fears, which is the aria that they played, the ending song that was being played at virtually every single Republican convention and event with Donald Trump, the RNC for sure. And we win and we win and we win. But sum of all fears isn't about any of that. It's about a nuclear bomb being planted inside of a cigarette machine in a football stadium. And the president was there. And they managed to get him out just in the, whatever, I'm not going to ruin it for you. But anyway, you should watch it. All right. Now, so we got all those things. Now then, so we got what, you know, Sister Nancy had talked about, the 9/11 connection. We have, you know, the various things that I just mentioned about continuity of government, no succession list, the fact that Ronald Reagan's, assassination attempt shows up, mysteriously on my TV without me even pressing a button. It just autoplays. And I'm like, well, you got to be kidding me. I took a picture of it. I did. I whipped out my camera immediately, and I took a picture of Ronald Reagan's getting into the car about the time that, you know, the person pulled the trigger. All right. I couldn't believe it. I was flipping out. It was kind of like the movie with Mel Gibson, you know, The Edge of Night or whatever, where his daughter was working for a black ops company, and she was stealing nuclear designs from the Middle East. She realized that what she was actually doing was getting all the information that was needed for her to assist, you know, a false flag that could be easily blamed on Iran or whoever. Okay. So you got that, too. And, oh, my gosh. Man, let me tell you, when I saw that on TV, I just about lost it. Okay, so you got all these things going on, and it's unbelievable. We also have this girl who calls herself Traitor Girl Q, and she says on Twitter, she says the terrorist attack in New Orleans on New Year's was a marker showing us the Super Bowl as the date of our 9/11. Nothing is random, she says. Just like lightning hit the Empire State Building in the Capitol on New Year's Eve, its Caesar was assassinated and the JFK files were supposed to be released this weekend. The shot heard around the world. A week to remember. Get ready. Nothing can stop. What is coming, she says. All right, and then she's got this, she republishes, retweets, if you will, this other guy. Okay, and he says, Super Bowl will be happening in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome. And I'm starting to wonder if the New Year's terrorist attack that took place in New Orleans was some type of a sacrifice before the big game. So people are talking about this, that, and the other thing, whatever. I'm just passing along the information. I don't have any feelings one way or the other. It's all relevant. And we all see through the mirror dimly, and we all prophesy in part. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so if that isn't enough, considering all this stuff, okay, I'm going to play for you a essentially another video This is from a woman. I do not know her. This was sent to me from Brother Scott again. I do not know. She did. Here's the thing that's amazing about this. This woman, and I don't know, like I said, I don't know her. So basically she puts together this, I don't know, portfolio of various things from movies and events and all this stuff from history that points back to this potentially being an event, just like I just mentioned, having to do with something really bad happening at the Super Bowl with Donald Trump there. Now then, and of course, she points out some quite a few things that I did not point out, because I, quite honestly, I didn't know about all of them. All right, now, let me go ahead and play this for you, and then you can just kind of tuck it away. Like I've said before, don't sell the farm. Don't, you know, jump in your car and drive away to, you know, North Pole, Canada, and work at the Christmas shop. Okay, just pray and watch. Pray and watch. Praise God, because that's what we were told to do. And pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man at the wedding supper. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so here we go. This is the YouTube video that this woman made that was sent to me by Brother Scott. So let's go ahead and listen to what she says.
I asked Gronk who won the Super Bowl and what was the score. And apparently Kansas City Chiefs is going to win with a score of 35-38. But I also believe that a big case of revelation of the method is about to occur. So apparently the Super Bowl will take place 47 years and 45 weeks since the release date of Black Sunday. And we all know that Trump is the 45th and 47th president. Symbolism will be their downfall. If you don't know what Black Sunday was about, let me go ahead and tell you. So there was a blimp pilot that was in the Vietnam War, and he was psychotic. He wanted to kill himself in a big old way. So he teams with a Palestinian terrorist. And this terrorist plans to use Lander, the pilot, to set off a bomb at the Super Bowl by crashing his aircraft into the crowded stands. Just keep in mind that it's a Palestinian terrorist. Elon Musk posts this, which is a blimp on fire. The Super Bowl is being held in Louisiana and will take place 9 months and 11 days after Louisiana's birthday. Also, assassination in Gematria equals 92, and the Super Bowl will be held on 29. If you take a close look at the logo for the Super Bowl, 666. On February the 4th, Trump says he's given advisors instructions for Iran to be obliterated if it assassinates him. Now, we all know what has happened in the past few days about Gaza and how Trump wants to take it over. We know that the Palestinians that lived in Gaza practice Islam, if y'all get where I'm going with that. Now let's look at this movie, The Dark Knight Rises. Now watch this.
Really transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another. But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
And we give it back to you, the people.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital
are corrupt,
has reaped the rewards of government,
rich,
while the people have borne the cost.
The oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity.
The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country.
And do you accept the resignation of all of these liars? Of all...
Now watch this part of the movie.
So in this part of the movie, the person carrying the football, whoever that was running across the field as fast as he could to go for a touchdown, and everybody was falling after him. Well, there were explosions taking place right behind him. Boom, 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 boom. And the guy stays in front of the explosions and goes all the way into the end zone. So I just thought I'd let you know what's happening since you can't see it.
games begin.
Explosions are shooting out from the luxury booths. Interesting there.
What is this going to cause? Him to activate the... Do y'all remember in the movie Leave the World Behind? It started with airplane crashes.
Okay, she's claiming that that's going to cause Trump to use the nuclear football. I'm not so sure. Well, we'll have to wait and see. And... we don't know if anything's going to happen. Okay? All right, let's keep going.
And then these little red notes came out of the sky. Do you see what that writing is? Is this all predictive programming? Is this card from the Illuminati card game the reason the New World Order is going to come? It just has to start with this. And is the reason because Trump's going to be at the
Nuclear
Super Bowl
bomb.
And this is going to happen? The reason why Elon Musk is now on the Time magazine as the president? I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but just because of the plane crashes, I knew who was going to win the Super Bowl. And even AI is saying it. So if we use revelation of the method and predictive programming to see what's about to happen, the clues kind of seem like it's possible. Also, the Super Bowl will be at Caesar's Superdome. And Elon Musk posted this, assassination of Julius Caesar. And a picture of Mario with a red hat, because that's what he wears. Also, Netanyahu presents Trump with a golden beeper at Washington meeting, along with this one, with the number 33, of course, and 9/17/24. Do y'all remember what that was? On 9/17/24, the Lebanon pager explosions happened, which was what? A terrorist attack. I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but I do know one thing. They've been showing a lot of symbolism for that day. Remember, revelation of the method is a spiritual law.
All right. I don't know where she's coming up with this revelation of the method. People love to make things up and stuff. So, but anyway, it's not in the Bible, that's for sure. Anyway, that's fine. I'm not picking on her. I think she did a wonderful job doing her homework. And what's really fascinating is these are additive. So you take all the things that happened to me and you roll them into the things that she found. And now the list is double in size. I had an Illuminati playing card. And what about Rachel Baxter's, dream, you know, that she was given by the Lord. An event will occur that will throw the United States into World War III, and there is no stopping it. No stopping it. That goes all the way back to, like, what, 2015? I'm not sure exactly. But anyway, and what's really fascinating is Z3 News put a graphic on the top of her, the word that she got from the Lord. And he just happened to pick a nuclear bomb. But, you know, it's probably just a coincidence. And it can be. One thing that you learn from doing this for well over a decade is that our Father is full of surprises. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go back and relax and nursemaid my cold so I don't hack all over the microphone, which I had a couple of events while I was doing the program. But anyway, thank you for your prayers. I am praying for you. We need to remember. And right now, please remember that Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, He said, where two or more are gathered together on earth, whatever they ask for, it shall be given them by my Father. Luke 21:36, Jesus commanded us to pray always, to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and stand before the Son of Man. We are the fig tree generation. Praise His holy name. Thank you all for joining this short program today, but I thought it was pretty important to get this additional information out there. Not because I would, you know, certify it as being absolute, but because it is part of a puzzle that is, well, very, very sizable, and all of it totally loaded with continuity.
Majesty, great. greater than any kingdom that has ever ruled this earth.